Thank you to our amazing patrons, Eve Gilligan and Grace Wiltshire, for all of your support. Hello, everyone. We are here with new microphones. Look at us, we're chilling. We're sitting back, it's great. And we're going to be discussing pet peeves today. Things that really piss us off, aren't we, Reese? Yes. My first pet peeve is Reese. Reese, would you like to start on your pet peeves?
My pet peeves, one of them, is how anyone can say a 16-year-old is worth £4. But old Doris is worth £9, whatever the minimum wage is now. £12?
Oh.
That shit.
Oh my god.
That shit infuriates me because. I just don't even get into it. It's just going to be so nasty. Fuck Doris, you old bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's coming towards the end of her life, so why the fuck does she need more money? When a young fella who's trying to set himself up for life is getting paid £4, just does my head in. So that's a pet peeve. It really annoys me. And I ain't going to change. It'll never change. But fucking pisses me off. Oh.
Thank you for being so honest on the podcast.
Do you disagree that? Well, I was in farm food.
Not to the same level of anger that you have.
I was in farm foods, yeah? Slaving my arse away. Stacking shelves like £4. While old fucking Barbara, the big fat bitch, was just sitting on the till earning triple me.
Oh. I can neither confirm nor deny that Barbara was a fat bitch or not. I didn't know her personally. But, again, I can appreciate your annoyance. You're a monster. You're an absolute monster.
I just...
Old people, isn't it?
It's not old people. It's just... It makes no sense to me. Giving old people more money. Like, you've had... You know what I'm saying? It should be the young people give them more money. So... Because they're the ones that are going to go out more, spend more money. So technically, if you give them more money, they'll help the economy more because they'll spend more. Then why would you get the old fucker that don't go outside?
Buy a lot of stamps.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But think about it. It just makes no sense. You do far more, for my instance, for example, some old people, they deserve the money they get.
Mm.
But let's be honest, if you look at your like bosses and all that stuff compared to you, they do fuck all, but they've made big bucks. Well, they couldn't fucking open a convert a fucking Excel to PDF or Word document to PDF.
Yeah, that.
You see what I'm saying? It's just.
Okay, so as a kind of extension onto yours, one of my pet peeves is those people that are on ridiculous amounts of money. When I'm on a Zoom meeting or a Teams meeting with them, and they're like, "I can't share my screen. can you please open this PowerPoint for me?" What on earth do you mean you're being paid $80,000 a year and you can't open a PowerPoint? You can't share your screen on Teams. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you doing?
Do you know there's some people out there, like even our age, that don't know how to start a slideshow on a PowerPoint?
I just don't get it. It's so simple.
You just top left in it and you just press.
Not even that. Like you can do it that way, but there's an even simpler way. Go to the right button.
Bottom right in it.
Bottom right. There's like an actual thing that looks like slides.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Like
boom.
If they play a video, they'd always go to the corner to the pause button when they could just hit the space button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would bother me.
I just don't understand.
And people that don't know to press tab to just move across, you know, like selecting stuff, you just press tab and it takes you there, isn't it? Oh.
So is your next pet peeve like computer, like,
no,
what is it? Like, shortcuts.
No, because to be fair, like, I'm still learning every time I'm, you know, something new. I didn't realise that. You can do stuff on iPhone that I never needed to do. What's your pet peeve? If you had that one, and we can go for a clean one of yours.
Okay, so let me get my list. Okay, so this one for me is kind of like when we try and excuse someone's behaviour because they've always been like something. I hate hearing the phrase, "Oh, but that's just such and such. They've always been like that," because that doesn't excuse that behaviour, right? All I'm saying is, you can't always just excuse someone's shitty behaviour as just being like, oh,
that's their personality.
They've always been like that. Okay, that's fine, but people should evolve and change and grow, like, as the years go on. So I'm kind of not going to accept your excuse. Oh, it's just my personality. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, it's okay to be better.
Yeah. And it's easy to be better.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to change. So, yeah, a pet peeve of mine is just hearing people say, like, oh, such and such has always been like that. Okay, but that doesn't excuse their behaviour. Their shitty behaviour.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So.
Oh, what a pet peeve. Everyone of this generation and below, man. Like, so, like, genuinely, everyone's just soft, man. Like, this probably gonna be cancelled, like, fuck. But, like, you know how they're now trying to mainstream pedophilia?
Pardon?
In America, they're trying to class it as the LGBTQIA.
No,
oh, yeah.
No, we don't claim it. We don't claim it.
I know, but this is what we're saying, like, there's people in my generation, and obviously a bit older as well, that actually do think like that.
But I think what's good about that is the fact that we see it so much on TikTok because all these people are chronically online. But I think genuinely in the population of our generation, it's only that much.
This is the issue though, you don't see, is that most of the people that are online are also going to be the ones that vote. So the older people that don't really give a fuck, who have never voted, won't really know what's going on.
Mm.
That's how so many strange laws get passed, because I'm like, fuck, I don't know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
As I say, I think the only, I guess, positive that I can, I guess, take from that is the fact that it is a very small minority.
Currently.
But I think because we see it so much on like TikTok and social media, it seems like it's a lot
and
more.
And then the next pet peeve that links to that is transgender men in women's sports. That's just infuriating.
Oh, so you mean someone who was...
A transgender man?
No. Are you talking about someone who was assigned male at birth transitioned to a female?
Yeah.
Being in female sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is just... It shouldn't be allowed, but genuinely should never be allowed. The worst one was the swimming committee in America, Leah Thomas. Never heard of her. Basically, 452nd in the world for men's, moves across to the women's and wins literally everything, and they allow it.
I think, obviously, like, male and female bodies are very different. We are built for different things. So, yeah, I think what the committees and stuff have to do is they have to kind of, they can't look like they're discriminating against people.
You can, the people need to learn that some things are black and white.
But I think these committees are feeling like, oh, we don't really want to get cancelled, we're going to just be like, oh yeah, sure.
The world's fucked, man. It's full of soft fuckers, man. Like, honestly, I know, like, I'll probably compare me to, like, you probably think I'm fucking Jesus, but everyone's just so soft. Like, we have literally... it makes me feel like I'm the one going mental. Like, some of the shit that goes on. I'm like, this is heavy in your life, surely.
But so one of my other pet peeves on here literally just says boomers, because I feel like,
what are boomers? I think
are they the generation above us or two above us?
Are we Gen Z? We're Gen Z.
Yeah, I think we're Gen Z.
Are we
Because I think technically the generation above us is millennials. I think.
Yeah.
The generation above them, I believe, is boomers. So yeah. So my pet peeve is boomers, because I feel like, yeah, our generation, you know, a lot of them are quite soft and, you know, you can't say anything, blah, blah, blah. But I also feel like boomers, my problem with them is the fact that they complain about anything. And I feel like a lot of them go out of their way to find things to complain about. Like, we might go into a shop, something may not be absolutely right, and only if we need to say, oh, actually, you know, this is the problem, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like a lot of, and to be fair, it is a lot more, I think, American. Like, a lot more American boomers. Mm. But I feel like a lot of these people go into these situations, like a shop, a restaurant, whatever, kind of with the mindset of, I'm going to complain about something, because I know that if I complain about it, I can get something like a refund, or I can get something off it.
Very entitled.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It ties into your thing of being like, oh, that's just how they are.
Yeah.
Like, no. Have you ever been to Fazenda, either of you?
No.
Fazenda?
Or you can eat meat place.
Is that the one in the queue?
No.
In Melbourne?
Tomorrow.
No.
So basically, they come out with like slabs of meat and they cut off meats and it's like different cuts.
So I've heard of it, absolutely.
It basically says it can be rare, so medium, and you get stuff. This bitch on the table next to us,
oh God,
just kept sending all the meat back, saying it's not cooked enough. It's like you've come to a place where just literally it comes as it comes.
And that's what I mean, like, you know what you've essentially signed up for,
yeah,
going into a place like that, but you've gone into it essentially with a mindset of, right, I'm going to complain because I know that, because everyone knows that whole thing of the customer's always right.
Yeah.
So if you go into that situation and you start kicking off, what can the workers do? Unless you're being, unless you're being an actual dick, like, all the customer service staff can do is just be like, okay, yeah, I appreciate it, here, let me give you something. Here's a free thing, yeah. Exactly. People only take the phrase, the customer's always right,
yeah,
and they roll with it. They go, well,
yeah, but the I'm customer's right, always so right,
you need to,
yeah,
so you need to do something for me. And I genuinely think, I don't see it as much in our generation,
yeah,
but we can learn about other things. But I think that the older generation, so the boomers specifically, will find things, they'll go out of their way to find things to complain about. And it's just, yeah, not necessary. Like, when I worked at Cadbury World, there were so many older people that would come in, and because if one tiny little thing wasn't to their standard, they'd be kicking off.
Like what?
So they expect it to be, essentially, you watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the film, and you expect it to be this whole magical experience, all this, that, the other.
It's fucking in Bourneville.
That's the thing. It's not like that. You go in, people think it's like a factory tour kind of thing, but it says on the website, this is not a factory tour. You're not going to be able to walk around and see the workers doing their chocolate. You're not going to see any of that kind of stuff. But people don't ever read that part. So they go into it and they go, oh, well, I want to see this. I'm expecting to see that. But because they hasn't, like, it doesn't live up to their expectations, they'll find something to complain about. And then what always used to happen was we, as like the kind of on the floor staff, would be like, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. Our managers would come in and just be like, oh, don't worry, here's a free gift card, you can come back next time. And we'd be like, now I look like a fool.
Yeah.
Because I've been like, well, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And you've done exactly what you've played into their hands. You've done exactly what they wanted you to do.
Yeah, I don't want that bad with you or anything like exactly. That. Exactly. Fucking cunts, man.
So I genuinely feel like boomers are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who sit on the bus, and if a kid is slightly too loud, don't get me wrong, kids can be fucking annoying on buses.
Yeah.
But if a kid's just having fun, not harming anyone,
yeah,
just laughing, joking with their friend, why are you going to go to them and be like, shut up, you're being too loud?
To do play music on the bus.
And I get that. And there are some that are annoying, and there are some that do take liberties. But if you're just sat there, talking to your mate in the bus, having a bit of a laugh and a joke, you don't want this fucking old crony over here to be like,
yeah, you need to be quiet, you're disrupting everyone. Yeah.
Shut up, you coughing dodger. Yeah? Yeah? Boomers. Piss me off. Anyway, back to you.
Companies that don't love their staff talk about wages. Because If I'm better than you, and I find that you're on more money than me,
we're going to have
conversation. We have a serious issue. Yeah. We have a serious issue. So, because obviously it's frowned upon, isn't it? So imagine you've got someone working underneath you now, for example. Are you like managing or anything like that?
No, I'm an assistant.
Well, say, for example, when you become, say, you find out someone below you is near enough the same or more than you. Why?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I think everyone should be able to just, if you pay the employee what they are worth,
yeah,
everyone should be able to discuss salaries, because that could be a motivator,
yeah,
for the people that are shit, say, fuck, if I work harder,
yeah,
I can get that.
Yeah, true.
So I that's my pet peeve. But that's just,
I saw something, this was years ago now, where someone said, forget equal pay, we should get equitable pay.
Mm.
If you work harder than this person over here, you earn more money than that person over there. It doesn't matter if they're a director, if they're an assistant, whatever, right? If you come into work and you do more work than that person there, you should be paid more than that person there. Yes, I think equality in terms of opportunities, you should always give people across the board, if you want to apply for that role or do this or that, fine. But if you do less work than me, why are you getting paid more than me?
100%.
I think everything should be equitable. I completely agree with that. It fucks me off. And then, as you say, they frown upon, like, if I were to go, oh, actually, I want to discuss my salary, they'd be like, well, why?
I had the conversation. I went into, well, they asked for a meeting, because one of my managers had his notice. And we had the meeting, and she's like, oh, how are you feeling? And I was like, to be honest, I want a promotional pay rise.
Mm-hmm.
I have no assistant. my own choice. They've offered me one, but I don't want one. I don't need one. But now, because I'm less busy, I'm thinking, I could probably train some more. But anyway, that's sidetrack. I do more sites, more work than the two other QSs.
Yeah.
And they're both on more money than me. And they have a trainee and assistant each, and they're still not caught up. Now, granted, they're training someone. But at the same time, if you can't do your own workload, and you clearly can't cope. So that's why I've recently went for interviews.
Yeah.
Only one place for an interview for.
I feel like, again, like you're well within your rights to do that, because this new place may treat you better and give you what you...
Well, my focus, because I do so many different sites all the time, look, all over the place, this new job, if I get it, which I don't think I will, touch what I do, but I don't think I will, it's a project surveyor, so on-site,
right.
On base, like, if anything goes wrong, or I just go out and see it.
Yeah.
Instead of being sat in Solihull Hall and I've got a site of fucking Derby and fucking Telford and fucking Market Drayton, you know, it's just not feasible. So hopefully, God's good, they haven't done too bad. Well, that's what annoys me. I should just equitable pay.
Yeah. Something that really, really annoys me, and I've had this happen like in a work setting before, is people at work mainly asking me for advice on what they should do or shouldn't do, or things like that. I give them advice, but they actively go out of their way to not listen to the advice.
Maybe. They're like, ask Lewis, and whatever he says, don't do it.
Maybe. And if that's the case, fine. But there was a situation once a couple of years back when I was working at ULaw, where the colleague that I was working with directly...
Are they still there?
No.
Okay.
She left a while back. But she found it difficult to like get into campus in Birmingham. She wouldn't be there on time, things like that. And she was always looking for like a promotion, as we all are, you know? However, there was a job that came up in the Nottingham campus that was a promotion, like a step up from what we were doing. And I remember one time she said to me, she was like, oh, do you reckon I should go for the job? And I was like, listen, I'm going to be honest. You find it difficult getting into Birmingham campus on time. You'd find it really difficult to get to Nottingham for 9 o'clock. Like, I just don't think it's right for you.
6 to get the 7 o'clock train.
I was like, I don't think it's going to be the right opportunity for you. There's definitely going to be other opportunities in Birmingham if you are looking for a promotion. So, personally, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, I would say no. She kept me on the phone for an hour and a half. And at the end of the phone call, she literally said, well, thank you so much for your advice, but I'm going to just do it anyway. And I said to her, I literally said to her, I was like, okay, in future, don't ask me. Because I appreciate you wanting someone else's input and advice and stuff, but if you already know that you're going to make that choice, there's no point asking me that question. Because you're wasting both of our times.
Yes.
And she was like, oh no, you know, I value your opinion. And I was like, you might do, but I can't see that right now. Because you've asked for my opinion, but you're actually going against my opinion.
Sweet bitch.
So,
where's she now? Did she get the job?
No. I actually got the job over her. But
damn!
But for me, it's kind of just like...
Oh, so you were telling her not to go for it to give yourself a better chance.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, he was. Oh, God.
What, the job in Nottingham? Yeah. I didn't get the job in Nottingham. Oh. But there was a Birmingham promotion that was the exact same job.
Oh, that's...
But...
That's not the same thing, is it? Did she go for that one?
She went for both. So she went for the Nottingham one and the Birmingham one.
Oh, and then you got the Birmingham one. She left the company.
Yeah.
Take that out, don't it? You would. Do
at that point. I mean, you've got an interview, like, you know.
Everyone can get an interview, it's not hard. Getting the second interview is a bit hard, though.
I got a second interview. Yeah. And then I got the job afterwards.
Okay.
So, but yeah. So this one was from one of our loyal listeners. Thank you, Molly, for this one. When people check into hospital on social media. And then, like, to kind of add an extra layer to that, when someone's like, oh, what's wrong? And they're like, doesn't matter, or I'll message you. Please. I've still got more.
I've still got more.
Oh, good. Oh, brilliant. this is a good one. So I've recently just re-downloaded Tinder and Hinge and stuff. I don't know why. Everyone's fucking munters on there. But a pet peeve of mine is when men are creative with their heights, right? When men are creative with their heights.
I've done this before.
No.
I'm 6'4" and 8 inches.
No, I don't mean like that. Oh. That's a joke. That's clearly a joke. But
do you get the joke?
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
But like when someone says when someone says they're 6 foot, they're probably 5'7".
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? Hello.
Where they're just
unless you're actually like you're tall, so yeah. The height that you give is probably your actual height.
Yeah.
So I'm 5'10". I'm actually 5'10". I've measured myself, right? But there are some men out there that are like, I'm 6 foot, and are the same height as me. It's like, you're not 6 foot. Like, giving it all this, oh yeah, I'm 6 foot, whatever. Listen, I don't care how tall you are.
That's my question for a lady. What is the attraction from a 6 foot fella compared to a 5 foot 11 fella? What's the difference, like in that, like a few inches?
I don't know. I think because when women are shorter, they feel a bit more feminine and like attractive, I guess.
So they but want a big muscular.
Because there's a whole like misogyny against like tall women. So it's like, oh, if you're too tall, you're a bit ugly or something. Like you're too built like a man, it's not attractive. So when the man's taller than the woman in the relationship, that cancels that out.
I don't mind
if you're like 5'7", that's fine for me. As long as you're like a little bit taller, I don't really care.
Yeah, I feel like, obviously, I'm not speaking for women, but I would assume that a lot of women want to feel protected, and I feel like if they are taller than their boyfriend or their husband, then it's like, are you then protecting your husband, or do you feel like, I don't know, like, again.
Imagine you preferred being taller than you, like, kissing you on your forehead and that. Imagine. Oh, come
here. That must be such a violation.
I'll be I'd
feel so emasculated. So literally, I'd feel like this big, literally. That'd
be horrible. I've been with some tall girls before, you know.
But you're also tall, so that kind of
helps. They're not my height, it's been scary. Like, I'm like, ooh.
Like, you're eye to eye with
them. Yeah. They've got two of them.
Two
of them my height. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One will shoot. She wore Converse, she was the same height as me.
Like the high platform Converse or just normal Converse?
I don't know. But somebody would, if she wore Converse, she was the same height as me. I was like, yeah, you can't wear them. It looks like two fucking 6 foot mountains walking down the road, man. Yeah, not for me.
But yeah, when men are creative with their heights, it's just like, because I feel like, just be honest, if you're 5'5", cool. If you're 5'6", just say what your height is.
Yeah.
You don't need to try, because also, people are going to find out. If you say you're 6 foot, and I see you in real life, and you're not 6 foot, then I'm going to be like, I don't think you say you're 6 foot. Whereas if you're honest and just go, actually I'm 5'8". Exactly. Like if you just go, I'm 5'8", it's like, okay, cool, you've been honest with me. So when I meet you, I'm not then shocked, I'm not then like, hold on a minute, you said this.
What else are you lying about?
Yeah. Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
If you're not 6 foot, I'm not 6 foot. I need to be 6 foot, look at me, I'm beautiful. But you know, I also don't need to then be creative about how tall I am. Anyway, pet peeve of mine. So, it kind of comes in two parts. First part, shit drivers. Second part to that is, people who don't indicate, especially at a roundabout or a junction, and the car is coming and they turn with no warning. If I'm at a roundabout, I'm sat here.
Didn't you fail your test on the roundabout?
I actually didn't fail it on the roundabout.
Oh, okay.
I found it on the approach to the roundabout because this part of the road was closed. I didn't react in time to move into this lane.
Did you use your indicator?
Yes, he used my indicator, but I didn't react in time. And then there was a van that was coming quite fast behind me. The instructor leant over and had to flip my steering wheel.
You know what I noticed about that stuff though? Clearly the van is breaking the law, but it's your fault for not anticipating.
Yeah.
So at that point I was like, for fuck's sake, like I know I failed. Because I didn't react in time. I did everything right, like mirror signal maneuver, like I indicated, but because I didn't react in the right time, bad. Which is a shame, but yeah, when I'm approaching a roundabout or a junction, and obviously there's right of way, so I can see someone come in, they've not indicated, and they just turn off. I'm like, I now look a cunt.
For not going.
Because I could have gone. All these people behind me. All these people behind me are thinking, look at this idiot here. Could have gone.
Or when they've left their indicator on and they're not turning.
Yeah. Drives me insane.
People in 60 or 70 miles per hour in the 40s and 50s, but they won't pull over anything and you can't go around them and just stop there.
Like on country lanes?
I had one yesterday.
Bastard. I'd be holiday. I'll just keep beeping.
I feel like I'm just, and this is a me problem, but I'm so intolerant now when it comes to driving. Like, even on some 30 roads, I do a little more than 30, but
60.
Not that much.
Really?
No, God, no. Oh. I'll do like 40.
Oh, The thing is, like, in my head, it's like if I'm gonna get arrested for something, I'm gonna make sure it's gonna be worthwhile. Like, if I, generally, if I, say if I'm speeding and then like the police after me, I'm doing like 60 or 70, I'm not gonna get points. Well, drag out a little.
It's gonna be for something meaningful.
Yeah. I'm going to fat people. When I see fat people eating fast food. Do you not get annoyed by you when you see people that are clearly overweight, like McDonald's or something? No, I don't mind me having a burger or something, but they don't order just a Big Mac. They have like two Big Macs and not two drinks. It's like,
It's kind of not helping, is it?
Yeah. And I hate when people have work done like to the face or like gastric bands and stuff, and they're like, oh yeah, I was just, you know, just had a diet.
When someone's clearly had work done, and they're trying to be like, oh no, I haven't. Like, if your lips have gone from this size to this size, don't look me in the face. Don't look me in the face and say, I've had nothing to do.
And them celebs that like go for body transformations and like, oh yeah, I just start, and then brick them up with a DVD.
It's just my clothing line, it's flattering.
Yeah. Like, they've clearly got a BBL, and then they're doing, like, these workout videos to be like, you can get a great bum. It's like, no, I can get a great bum if I have money, and if I go to the same doctor that you went to.
Yeah.
This was not because you went and did some squats.
Nah.
Let's be so for real. Does this piss anyone else off? When you are driving your car that you have got a license for, and you've got a fucking passenger here, you're going a bit too fast. Are you doing this? You're doing that. How about, you get a license, you get a car, you start driving, you can make as many comments as you want. Yeah?
This is semi aimed at me.
It's not aimed at you. You press a lot of buttons on my car, but
I don't know how slow you drive.
I don't drive that anymore.
When I was still like learning, my dad literally had his hand on the handbrake.
Yeah, there is a reason why I've not given my parents many lifts in my car. Because I refuse.
No, I give lifts though because everyone else is driving is bad compared to me. So I'd rather just do it.
But also, like, when people might comment about... So I'll put on my playlist...
Oh, this fucking shit music, man.
I'll put on my playlist in my car that I enjoy listening to. And people are like, what is this shit?
You got to cater for people in the car.
No.
You got to?
No.
I personally think you should always cater for who's in the car.
I'm so happy that you think that. I don't. I feel like if you're in my car, you're going to listen to my motherfucking music.
I always ask,
thank you.
What would you rather
play? That's lovely.
But also, if I'm in a mood to listen to what I'm playing already, then...
What would you be playing? Say if you went to your car now, what song would come on?
I don't know. Depends on the mood.
How's your mood?
Pretty normal at the moment.
So, what normal song?
Well, can you start asking a million questions?
For me, I'll probably put on You and Vicar. I'll put on El Bambo, you and Vicky. That's what I'll put on for me.
Okay. Cool. I'd put on Lewis's playlist, the sequel.
What song?
Whatever song. I'd click shuffle.
Really?
I have to carefully select out for the little more journey songs.
No. I'll put the playlist on because I've got a few playlists on my phone. But I'll just click shuffle and then skip through if I need.
That were a podcast about crime.
That on my own podcast. I've done that many times before. I know.
I listened to once in the car and I've laughed at myself. I'm thinking, you are
funny. Well, that's the thing. Like, I have listened to our podcast so many times and genuinely, like, when I was coming back from Derby, that fateful day, I was in the car laughing to myself at this podcast. So, I actually think I've gone through all of my pet peeves. Do you want me to give a life hack that I myself utilise in everyday life?
Go on. Mm-hmm.
So I saw I watch a lot of cooking videos online. Mm-hmm. I saw quite a while back that someone had said, when you're cutting an onion, obviously it makes your eyes water. If you put a tablespoon in your mouth, it stops it. Now, obviously I'm not a scientist. I'm not saying that is an exact science. But every time I've done it, I'm cutting an onion and I've got a tablespoon in my mouth, my eyes don't water. It could be placebo. However, that is for me a life hack because it's like I don't want my eyes to water. And every time I've done it, it's worked.
And that leads us on to our next podcast, which will be coming out very soon.
Very soon. Yeah. If you want to listen to the Life Hacks episode, you know what you need to do. Like, subscribe, all of that other stuff. And yeah, just have a good day.
And thanks to our Patreons.
Yeah, thanks to Eve and Grace, our new patron, for supporting us. We love you. You're the best. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.